Hello everybody, this is Terry Laundry. We're doing our final update for the month of January of 2010, January 31st. And I thought that I've been doing a lot of work on the short-term T30 foundation work on the correction that we're in. So today what I'm going to do is take this big chart, which is the PDF file of the advanced decline T number 13, and go over some of its general properties, so we take a look at some of the broader trends and just make general comments on that. when you see what the advanced decline line, you see we have a first wave up and then we pull back into this low, and which was it's got kind of a double bottom in June, July. Then the advanced decline line comes up, headed towards its late August of 2010 peak, and we have another pullback in a low in the November time period, but it's preceded by a bottom earlier than that, by 1 month earlier in the October time period. Then we see we have another run up, and we are now in a correction, which we're covering, and presumably once that correction is completed, we've got to keep wandering up towards the in a rising tops trend, rising bottoms trend into the late August peak of this year. I had not anticipated that we would have, we had a small T that said that there was a top coming, which correctly projected that there would be a top here, except it came in a couple of days early, but it was that's reasonably close for what you can do with short range Ts. And we don't see that it's over yet. And there is the possibility that we are going to get a cyclical low, which is the low question mark thing drawn in the chart here. However, it usually doesn't work out that way because what happens is it's not that sinister looking decline. What happens is that you end up in these corrections. You see that they're double bottom type corrections, so they really don't last the time that you think you're going to last. But we do believe, and you can follow my short-term forecast, that you're going to have to go down to the lower channel level, which is you just flip back there, and you'll get that response. I spent quite a bit of time on that one, so I won't repeat that. You can just follow the links back and read it. But the idea is that what's going to happen is that you're going to get a correction here, which has somewhat further to go, but that's not going to go all the way to this next projection of a cyclical low. What's going to happen is it's going to get into an oversold condition, and at that point, the best stocks will make their bottom, and you will see a rally. And that rally will start up, and it's like the rallies we see prior to these lows, in the first two lows in here. It's a rally that could go back to the old highs, or it could go maybe a partial retracement to the upside, but it's not the completed low yet. So after you have that, you'll get another pullback, and that's the one that maybe is going to be the one that's drawn in the diagram with the arrow that's pointed up that says low question mark, and that would probably come in the early March time period, because that's if the symmetry of the lows holds. However, the good stuff will all stop out much earlier than that. The stuff that's not so good will tend to bottom out on the latter low. And what you end up forming is a pennant formation, technically, and that formation becomes a consolidation, and then you move higher towards the late August peak. So that's the summary of what we're going to see, I think. The plus side on that one is that in a bull market, the corrections are severe at first, but they are the good stuff finds its bottom pretty quickly, and everything else finds its bottom a little bit slowly, and then you move on to new highs. Now there is a downside to this, which has to do with the 40-year cycle, and that is that the late August peak is possibly a double top relative to a momentum peak in early May. This correction here is eating into the time that we're going up into the May. It would be better if this rally had not had a correction and gone right up into early May, then had a correction into June, and then another top in the late August peak, and then what we think is going to be a bear market that could last for a long time. this correction, what it does is it eats into the time that you have to get to the momentum peak, which I've described in the earlier updates. And if that scenario, if those equations on the time hold true, it means that this correction will be followed by new highs. But when you get to the new highs, you're going to run in May, you're going to run into another correction. And so the whole trend that you're rising from the March low into this August peak is gradually losing its upside momentum. That, you know, if you look at the long-term picture that I did recently, that on the 40-year cycle, that is a an implication that the that you've been in a bear market rally as far as the stock market is concerned. That is, the advanced decline line has made new highs, but the market's not, any of the market indices are going to make new highs. Another way you can look at it is that the stimulus package is not going to take hold, or you could say that people are there is consumer confidence numbers look pretty good, but investor confidence does not look good. They seem to be selling into the earnings reports that we've been going through, and the interesting thing about that is that earnings reports, which I would have thought in many cases were very good, were met with selling. That's not good, because you're not going to get another earnings report until you get into April, and so we're going to, in February and March, you're going to end up in a void with nothing. You know, if they don't like it, then they're not going to like it in February, and they're not going to like it in March. So you're going to have to find a bottom under a lot of skepticism. There's also the lack of confidence in what's going on in the political area nowadays, and there's a lack of confidence in jobs, in other factors you have to put up with. These all suggest that you've got, but the advanced decline tier is still correct. In other words, the market averages are likely to make a high, even if it's a double top, in the late August time period, and you have to maneuver around that one. But the fact that you're eating into the upside potential with all these these creeping little negatives going in says that you're rounding a top going into that period. And the other thing is that I have to mention at this time is you can see that the advanced decline T has clearly made a new high. And okay, so what do you do after T13? Well, if you look in the chart that goes from 1966 to the present, it's clear you got to make T number 14, and you have to have a cash buildup phase, which is a long, or potentially a long series of declining tops in the advanced decline line, and it has to start from some of these tops that we're starting to make now, and it may have to go for a relatively long period of time. It's not the only thing that can happen, but that's what the problem is. So you have two ways to look at this. One of them is that this is a bear market rally, you've got to roll over into a long-term bear market, which is bad. The other thing is that this is the best you're going to have between now and August, and so you want to be sure that you pick up the best stuff you can get and make the most out of what is a bullish situation, because you won't like what happens after August. As you know, that we did a topic on the best bond strategy, which uses the capital and income. For the month of January, most of the growth funds are down between 7% and 9% for the completed month, and the capital and income is up 0.3% for January. I attribute that to the fact that the people that are the weakness that's coming in here is that people don't believe the equity story, and what they're doing is they're taking the money out of the equities, which causes them to depreciate, but they're putting them into high yield bonds because they're making a sea change in their investment portfolio. Is they don't they did this big bailout program, the money went to the Wall Street big banks. It hasn't gotten filtered down to the people, and they're a little suspicious that they're being made scapegoats or is sort of favoritism, and there's problems downstream, And so they're taking matters in their own hands, and they don't want to have anything to do with the equity markets in Wall Street, and they just want to go to somebody that has a bond. Well, before we finish this correction, that capital and income and the high yield bond areas could have a correction because they sort of get the good stuff near the end of the correction. But you know, it's still a better way to go, and it's still something to be taken for the future. Once we get into August, we have a different strategy, which we've outlined, but you don't want to talk about that now, because still there is positive potential, and what we just need to do is to find out where this current correction low is, and I'll be working on that on the daily updates at T-Theory Foundation. And but I think it's better to look at this perspective. You can see the advanced decline line is starting to roll over as it comes up, but it's definitely rising. The trajectory should peak as you go across the August time period. It's the 26th of August, and then you curl over, and then you have real fundamental problems thereafter, I think. There's ways you could pull it out of the hat if they gave you know, Ben Bernanke is known as Helicopter Ben, because if you have a problem, what you do is you go up in a helicopter, you just throw money out, and if they throw money out and this money dribbles down and you stop the decline that way, that's fine. But they're in a bind now because they've got a deficit problem. The deficit is looming, and so they're starting to talk about not spending too much money, and so Helicopter Ben's strategy is probably, although he's been reelected, Helicopter Ben's strategy is probably not going to work. So you'll have to deal with that later. But as far as the T is concerned, we still have upside potential. You just have to be patient and getting into the late August time period. And that's all I wanted to put in for today. We'll be working on the short-term pictures for the next week, starting on Tuesday morning when I do my next update for T-Theory Foundation. Thank you. Bye-bye.